Blog Talk Radio.
Get a visa. It's a daily. You can't be balling on the budget. Let's get it popping. Urban Therapy with Sun 752. And this your daily. Go get a mission show. We do this every single day. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. I'm your host, Sun 752, a.k.a. Omar with the rrrr. And if you can't say Omar with the rrrr, well, then you just say Omar with the arts, the daily go get a business show, DG show all up in your area. How you feeling, ma? How you feeling, pa? How y'all doing? We good? You know what I mean? Yeah. My people, we good? We aight? Yes. Okay, so check it out. Tonight on the Daily Go Get a Business Show on this pretty petty Tuesday, October 6th, the 6th of Libra, all up in your area, we are talking about it ain't tricking if you got it. It ain't balling if you budget. It ain't tricking, ain't tricking, ain't tricking, ain't tricking, ain't tricking, ain't tricking, ain't tricking if you got it. Ain't tricking, ain't tricking, ain't tricking, ain't tricking, ain't tricking, ain't tricking, ain't tricking if you got it. Ain't tricking if you got it. Everything is all good because you got enough money to make this shit hoodie. Ain't tricking, ain't tricking. Tricking, ain't tricking, ain't tricking, ain't tricking, ain't tricking. If you got it, ain't tricking, ain't tricking, ain't tricking, ain't tricking, ain't tricking, ain't tricking. If you got it, word. Well, I know it ain't balling if you're budgeting and you're watching every minute that you spend with your friends. You want that bottle service. You can't be getting all crazy when the price comes. You're nervous? Well, you ain't really a baller. You ain't tall enough to get it popping like that. Yo, you're not up to bat. It's not your time to hit it over the plate. I think you should save up a little more and just wait. But if you got to save, then that means you don't ball because that's not the way it goes. I'm talking to y'all. What's going on, S. Cook? S. Cook is always a good look. All of it is DG. How you feeling, bud? And sister, Charlene Curry. Charlene Curry. What's going on, sister Charlene? How you feeling, sister Charlene? Good to see me some you. And Carol Chamber, let me favorita. Carol Chamber, let me favorita. What's going on, man? What's going on, my brother from another mother, Norris Hill? I said my brother from another mother, Norris Hill. So we talking about it ain't tricking if you got it. Now, where have we heard this? We've heard a plethora of rappers, particularly before 2010. I remember T.I. talking about it ain't tricking if you got it. What you mean it ain't tricking if you got it? It's tricking if you're spending. She ain't your main chick, and you got to pay to play. You got to pay like your way in order to play, and you got to put a few dollars away to just stay. You're tricking, dog. But see, one thing about people who getting money, having money, made of money, people respect them. As much as we may look down on that fact, it's the truth. People listen and respect people who have money. They figure, well, for them to have gotten paid like this, they must be doing something right. So they all in. Meanwhile, if people know that you don't have no money, that means that you're not successful. You could have the fountain of youth ready to fill up. You could have the ninth wonder of the world already secured. You may know the reason and how the stones got up there in Stonehenge. You know, over there in England. You know, it's Stonehenge, Easter Island. Yo, but if you don't have no money, they'd be like, man, go ahead, get your broke ass out my face. You can't tell me nothing. If you were such a scholar, why can't you make a dollar? You need to go make plans with the funeral parlor. I said, if you can't make a dollar, then you can't holler. I'm not trying to hear that shit get paid. I said, if you're such a scholar, why can't you make a dollar? You need to go make arrangements with the funeral parlor. I said, if you're such a scholar, why can't you make a dollar? I'm not trying to hear that shit. I ain't really trying to holler. Why do you think that people listen to Donald Trump so much? Here we are wondering, why do these dumb motherfuckers, particularly these black motherfuckers, why they listen to what this guy has to say? Because they think he has money. They recognize him as a billionaire. So, dollars and cents, baby.
in this capitalistic society, we have been conditioned to believe that if the ends justify the means, if you got the ends, even if they don't justify the means, if you paid, we're listening. E.F. Hutton all day. When E.F. Hutton speaks, people listen. So when we talk about it ain't tricking if you got it, we ain't even talking about millionaires and or billionaires. We're talking about motherfuckers that can just go ahead and, you know, go ahead and spend, buy out the bar. Have y'all ever witnessed somebody buy out the bar? It's a very expensive venture. When you buy out the bar, you pay the cost for the amount of bottles and the amount that the owner of the bar would have expected to have made that night from the bar. So you're thinking like, $5,000? No. We may have made $5,000 this night, but if you're buying out the bar, that means you're buying all of the bottles. So we have to take the retail cost of what all of those drinks may have costed. So I've never bore witness to anybody buying out the bar either. But rappers used to talk about it all the time. It's not a cheap thing to do. Now sometimes I have been part of where they bought out the bar to a certain cost. Like they said that we had a bar for $15,000. I have seen that. Bought out the bar for $15,000. Open bar now. It was an open bar before. Now it's an open bar. $15,000. But they didn't get to take those bottles with them. Whatever's left at the end of the night, that goes back to the owner. You understand what I'm saying? So drinky poo. And there's no extra bottles being taken out the back. Whatever's at the bar right then and there, that's what you bought. So, you know, it's an expensive venture, and it's a balling venture. It's one of those things. It was like, all right, we're going to buy out the bar, you know, tonight. We're celebrating. Celebrating what? Oh, yo, man, you know what I mean? 1 million crack sales. How did you counted 1 million fiends? No, we counted 100 fiends, you know. Hundred fiends, 10,000 times. So, yeah. So, when you start talking about it ain't tricking if you got it. So, tricking, number one, involves sex. So, if you're paying money for sex, I don't care how fly shorty is. I don't care what she does for a living. If she makes you give her money before you can run up in her, before you can do the nasty with her, if you have to pay a fee, I mean, you know, whatever the fee may be, $200, $300, $500, even if y'all go out to eat and you include all and the chicken, if you had to pay to lay, you was tricking. So people want to say, well, yeah, but I can afford it, so it ain't really tricking. I don't remember tricking having to do anything with whether you could afford. I never knew anybody to be tricking that couldn't afford to trick. You got a wife at home, you got a wifey at home, but you got another chick on the side and she requires... You're tricking, nigga. You're tricking. If you go over to your shorty crib, your other shorty, not your main shorty, you go over to your shorty crib, and I don't care if you only showing up with a bag of Murray's fries and a pack of Tyson chicken. You still tricking. He had a bag of Murray fries and a pack of Tyson chicken. And he about to get some ass tonight. The nigga tricking. Bag of Murray fries and a pack of chicken. Yo, get some ass and the nigga chicken. Bag of Murray fries and a pack of Tyson chicken. He's about box and get some ass and nice and nick and chicken, bag of Murray fries. Oh, yeah. All right, a bag of Murray fries. Oh, yeah. Or Ida in the house. You got a bag of or Ida and some Murray fries and some chicken. You Tyson chicken, this birthday chicken, chicken, you tricking. Murray fries got the or Ida, the chicken, the chicken, the Tyson chicken, the birthday chicken, you tricking. What you know, baby? Chicken fat. Trying to say just because they got a couple of dollars that they ain't tricking. I don't care if you still got $5,000 left on pocket. You just gave up $600. And that ass probably wasn't even worth the $50. Ah, say, yeah, what you doing, son? You could have got that ass for Ulysses Grant. You know what I'm saying? You got it for Ulysses Grant, say, pay seven Benjamins, right? What you doing, doggy? Talking about, but I'm still paid. I don't care. You paid and you late, but you know that ass is trash, son. And there's nothing worse than paying top dollar for some garbage ass. But that's why they say that sex is all mental. And I believe that sex is all mental, except when it's good. When it's good, it ain't mental at all. That shit is mad physical, baby. It's mad physical. That shit is not mental. You know what I mean? Sex. Okay, all right. You know, I'm going to break it down. Sex is mental. It is. Sex is mental. Pussy, that's physical. You can't mental good pussy. You can mental good sex. Good sex, oh, she a freak. You know what I mean? She wore this crazy looking shit. She jumped off the ceiling. You know what I mean? She did some Jimmy Superfly snooker shit. Then jumped on my dick. I was like, oh my God. You know what I'm saying? She put me in the Greg Valentine leg lock. She put me in the Greg Valentine leg lock. No, it wasn't called a leg lock. Yeah. Yeah, that part is mental, because the ass itself might have been straight garbage, but everything she did leading up to the ass had you thinking that, yo, this experience, oh my God. But the ass itself, on a scale of 1 to 10, it was a problem. About a 6. It was about a 6? Oh, well, you paid $600. But there you go. I mean... I'm just saying, the beauty I could not see Cherry. What's going on, beauty I could not see Cherry? It's Cinderella, Dana Dane. Well, it's the woman Dana Dane with fame. And also, did I see my girl Yolanda Nicole? What's going on, Yolanda Nicole? I haven't seen you around here in a month of Mondays. Good to see you back. Welcome. Thanks for coming on through. Yeah, I'm mixing a little bit, mixing, blending. Neither one of those were mixing or blending, but it's okay. That was cutting and scratching. Okay, what we got? What y'all talking about? Narcel said, I was going to say it's tricking if you spend it. Well, and it is. It is. No way around it. You can dress that up. Kanashi Cherry says, I've done that once. Bought everybody drinks. I didn't buy out the bar. Buying everybody drinks. I mean, many of us have done that. You can get that off for a couple of hundred. You can. Or if you tell them, like, look, one shot each, you can get it done for $100. So, all right, we got to. How much is each shot? Each shot? $5 a shot? All right, we got a party of 20. Everybody get one shot. But put it in the 3-shot glass so it look like, you know, we really doing something. Yeah, hey, bye, yo. Shots on me. I mean, shot on me. Shot. Because after this Benjamin, this one Benjamin, we going to sit back, relax, and chill. We going to make sure we go back to the shack and pay bills. What you know? Shit. Buying out the bar. It's expensive venture. Very expensive. Extremely expensive. especially if you go to a club, because you're talking about bottle service, real bottles. You know, where a bottle of Asti Spumante, you know, Martini and Rossi, Asti Spumante. That shit costs, how much it costs in a liquor store? About $10, if that, less than that, right? Yeah. But if you get that shit in the club, $150 for Martini and Rossi, yeah. No bottles, glasses. Glasses for everybody. I got 300. It's a paycheck. 1987. All right. All right. What we talking about, y'all? What we talking about? Tonight, the Daily Go Get-A-Mism Show, we are talking about it ain't tricking if you got it. It ain't balling if you're budgeting. Now, we're going to talk about balling in a minute. We're going to talk about balling. A lot of people get that twisted about what balling is. When you're a baller, normally you're not a millionaire. When you're a baller, you're a thousandaire. But you got a lot of thousands, and you got more thousands coming up. And if you actually save those thousands, you could make it to a million, but you're too busy balling, which means that you going out spending all crazy and you're not watching the dollar. Because you figure, you know, you're getting fast money, you're making enough money to be able to cover the cost of whatever y'all going to do out there. So you might see a baller, with $10,000 on pocket. And $10,000 on pocket will basically get you anything out here that you want. $10,000? Straight cash? What? What are you talking about? You're talking about 100 hundreds. 100 hundreds. I'm sorry. Yeah, 100 hundreds. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1,000. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 2,000. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 3. 100 hundreds. 10,000 on pocket. That shit look, that not look thick as fuck. And it's all Benji's? Get the peeling. Motherfuckers, it look like a lot more than what it is. So that's what you do when you balling. When you balling, you go to the strip club and make it rain. But you ain't going to make it rain with those hundreds. What you going to do is you going to go get some change. So, you know, get some fives, tens, twenties up in there. So you go make it rain with five stacks, $5,000. But you a baller, you can do that. You can do that even if you only make $100,000 a year. You can get some balling off. But see, you'll be balling on a budget if you make $100,000 a year. You're balling on a budget. If you make under six figures, you're not balling no matter what. I don't care what chain you afforded that you felt like you could afford to buy. I don't care what Lexus, what Infiniti, what little not late model, but what little Benz or Beamer you done cop. You know what I mean? That's nice. It is. It's nice. You know, that's that six figure, you know, that's that six figure car. It's nice. But you ain't ready. You ain't ready for the six figure vehicles. You ain't ready for a six Benz. Even the 1995 one. Yeah. But you can afford it now. Yeah. But I don't love nothing now. You know what I mean? A brand new 500 Benz. Remember, we looked that up before. Anyway, when you're a baller, you can't be watching the budget. You can't be saving and you calling yourself a baller. Like, all right, well, if I don't go out this weekend, or if I go out this weekend but I really don't spend, then, you know, next weekend I'll have enough to make it rain in the club again. Make it rain in the club. I remember I was watching an episode of Divorce Court, and this motherfucker made $13 an hour. He said that he'd be making it rain in the club. At $13, I was like, Judge Lynn was like, $13 an hour? You making it rain? Rain? Motherfucker, you can't even get a cloudy day for $13 an hour. He was like, I just like to make it rain in the club. What? What you throwing up change? What you went to Coinstar? You went to Coinstar and cashed out your piggy bank? You know what I mean? This motherfucker throwing around dimes. He's throwing around dimes like he John D. Rockefeller. Get the fuck out of here. $13 an hour. You ain't making a drizzle, son. You can't get a cloudy day for $13 an hour. He was a young boy. He said, well, down here, down south, you know, $13 an hour, you know, you doing all right. You ain't doing all right nowhere on earth. No, man, I'm not trying to diss nobody's salary, but yo, imagine $13 an hour. You're not making $100 a day, are you? Not after taxes. 13 times, okay, 5 times 13 is 65. Okay, so before taxes, you're making $130 a day. $130 a day on a 5-day week. 5 times 3 is 150. So you're making $650 a week before taxes. You're making $650 a week before taxes. You're making $650 a week before taxes. Before taxes. Before taxes. Before taxes. Before taxes. So you're talking about making it rain in the club. What club? What club? What club? What is this club? Yeah, $13 an hour. You saving. You ain't balling. A single person, $650 before taxes. You don't have no dependents. I know what that salary is about. You ain't even taking home $500. Like four something. If you're lucky, you know what I'm saying? You're going to have to do your taxes right in order to get that. So, you know, these cats, you know, so you running, people be throwing that term around. Oh, you're a baller. You just got a brand new ring. You're a baller. No, you're not. You're not a baller if you're not spending. If you're saving money, if you're not out there basically wasting money, you're not a baller. You ain't a baller because you dress nice. You're a baller because you are able to buy nice. You know, you get to the dealership. You can't get stupid at the dealership. You ain't a baller. You ain't a baller. You ain't a baller. 2018 Ford Focus. It's a nice car. Has good pickup. You know, fully loaded. Not a baller car. It's just not. Not a baller car. Okay. All right. So hold on. What y'all talking about? Hold on. Let me get this shit right. Let me get this shit right. Let me get it right. All right, there we go. There we go. There we go. Okay. Okay. Narciso says, tricking and dating. You mentioned homonyms. You mentioned homonyms a couple of days ago. But remember, homonyms are words that sound the same. Maybe written the same, but have different. That's my brother from another mother, Norris Hill. Yo, y'all will remind me of the craziest shit. We was talking about homonyms. Homonyms is. Yeah, where else as an adult can you get that kind of conversation? We ain't doing that. That's right, 1987, baby. You know what I'm saying? It was a beautiful year. 1987 was all right. No, I said, yes, TK, right? $5 an hour was good bread back then. It really was. That shit crazy. Because the minimum wage is like $3.25. TK Wright says, I was just getting into high school, but I remember. TK Wright says, nowhere on earth are you making it rain with thirst. Yo, you should have seen this episode. You had to see it. This boy was dead serious. Yeah, I mean, you know, I go to the club sometimes and make it rain. Yo, I kept the episode on DVR for a minute. I was like, yo, he is wilding. Yo, you are tripping, dog. $13 an hour, you trying to make it rain? That sky clear as fuck. Ain't a cloud in it. It's never going to rain. It never rains in Southern California. So they tell me it never rains in Southern California or Pennsylvania or Illinois or New York or Jersey or Maryland or Georgia and Florida and definitely not South Carolina, North Carolina, or Indiana, or no Wisconsin, or no Missouri, or down in Texas. It can't even drizzle paper, and you know it never rains in New Mexico. Go, and you ain't going to get that shit on Alabama. It never rains nowhere on this goddamn earth now. Not for 13. It never rains, not even in the South American rainforest. The rainforest is fucked up because the motherfuckers going to the club making $13 an hour trying to make it rain. That's what fucked up. They done fucked up the whole ecosystem. $13 an hour. You ruined the whole environment. Ruined the whole environment.
No, it says $13 an hour, 45 hours per week, was comfortable in 2006.
It was aight. It was aight. In 2006, Look, no, I ain't gonna say that. You know what? In the 90s, $13 an hour was, you know, you could have a little apartment. Well, $13 an hour in 2020, I don't even know if you can afford an apartment.
The price of inflation and gentrification, people from out of town coming through, raising the price of rent. $13 an hour, you're gonna have to sit on somebody's steps and have somebody sit between your legs and do some hair. You're gonna do some hair in your kitchen. That's right. Put those bumpers, what they call them, bumpers, the motherfucking, yo, light that stove. Light the stove with the clicker. Light the stove with the clicker. Yeah, we're gonna do this hair. We're going to braid this hair. I know it take 11 hours to braid the hair. We're going to braid for 6 hours straight. Then we're going to take a break. You go home, get some sleep, come back in a few hours. We're going to finish up the rest. Micros, baby. $150. Micros, baby. I need that. This $13 an hour in 2020 ain't going to pay the rent. You ain't balling because you're budgeting. Times are hard on the boulevard. The reverend at the church said you was barred. Homeboys on the block love you a lot. You a real famous freak, whether you like it or not. And like I said, and once again, man, let me reiterate, I'm not trying to diss nobody's salary or what they do or whatever, but you know, there comes a time in our lives when we got to keep it a buck. And for $13 an hour talking about you making it rain in the club, you are lying. Tell me lies, tell me sweet little lies. Tell me lies, tell me lies. Shit, $13 an hour, you barely can afford a ball of drinks. You know what I mean? Whatever is the expensive liquor, the expensive vodka at the time, you're a little priced out of it. Like, no, I ain't say I wanted a fifth of Ciroc. Give me the pint of Ciroc. Like, no such thing as a pint of Ciroc. Why not? Why not? They got a pint of Smirnoff. Smirnoff ain't top shelf. Hmm. All right. Well, give me a quart. Give me a quart of Give me a quart of Patron. Patron. Give me a quart of Patron. You ain't got no quart of Patron? Why not? It don't come in a quart. A quart is 32 ounces. It come in a fifth. You either got to get the fifth or the half gallon. What you going to get? Well, how much the fifth cost? $60. $60 for a fifth of Patron? Whatever they call it? Patron? Patron? Hey, you ain't buying that shit. Shit's expensive. I don't even like tequila. It's shit nasty. People, you know. When Belvedere was out, Grey Goose. Grey Goose is still hanging on. I don't hear nobody talk about Belvedere no more. Shoot, we can take it all the way back to 85. I mean, 95. Fucking Alize. You know what I'm saying? Give me a fifth of Alize. I knew a girl that used to call it that. Alize. I was like, you mean Alize? Alize, Alize, whatever. It got the little schwa. After I learned Spanish, I was like, you know, she kind of had, her accent was off, but she kind of had the, it is Alize. It really was. Like, this is not a bitch. She was right after the fact. Yo, y'all can call in. If y'all want to call into the show, y'all want to talk about this, y'all want to get it popping, y'all can call into the show. Y'all know the number to call is area code 319-527-6199. That's the number to call us at 319-527-6199. Yes, 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 y'all. I said 319-527-6199. Yeah, get on the line. I said 319-527-6199. Yeah, get your shine, baby. 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 319-527-6199, baby. It's a daily go get a business show. We talking about it ain't tricking if you got it. It ain't balling if you're budgeting. Now, for people who say it ain't tricking if you got it, well, how do you explain this little child that's on the way in 9 months? Matter of fact, she already 4 months in, so you got 5 minutes. You got 5 months to try to work this out. You know what I mean? It's already past that time. Unless you go to Jersey. Actually, they do it in Pennsylvania now, but back in the day, they wouldn't. You had to go to Jersey. Have to go to Jersey. That's the baby-killing state. Anyway. So, that's not your main girl having that baby, right? No, that ain't my main girl. Does your girl know that you got a baby on the way yet? No, she don't know. So you got some explaining to do. So, you know, when you face with a situation where you got a baby on the way that you hoping something is going to happen to, you know what I mean? Any of y'all ever been in that situation where the baby is on the way and you kind of hoping for a miscarriage? I mean, you know, you like, you don't have the balls or the morality or the, you don't have the balls or the immorality to actually terminate the pregnancy, but you hoping, like, if it was ever a time to kick somebody down the steps, this would be the time. Why couldn't I have endometriosis now? And that's the women talking. I know many dudes that have prayed for a miscarriage. Like, come on, God, please. I don't want this ratchet joint having my baby. Please. I don't want this ratchet joint having my baby. Said, please, Lord, help me, please. Please, Lord, help me, please. I said, 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 take the baby out of the stomach. I said, I take the baby out of the stomach. I
said to take the baby out of my stomach. I don't want to get bothered, but I can't let this baby be born. I said, please, Lord, help me. I said, please, Lord, help me, please. I said, please, Lord, help me, please. I take the baby out of my stomach. I can't do it. I don't want it. I said, please, Lord, help me, please. I said, please, Lord, help me, please. I said, please, Lord, help me, please. I need a miscarriage. I need a stillbirth. 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 You know, I know it ain't right. I know it ain't right. I know it ain't right. But shit happens. And the motherfuckers that be hoping for that kind of shit, they don't, a lot of times they be the motherfuckers that don't even have no kids. They ain't got no kids. But they been wanting to have kids the right way. So you didn't get your girl pregnant. But you was tricking. You was tricking and fucked up your side joint. You've been busting nut after nut after nut. Night after nut. Nut after night. Night after nut. In your joint. On a regular basis. It's like her cervix, her ovaries are like, ching, ching, ching. Five daily, ching, 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 ching. Old Japanese kung fu, ching, 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 ching. Your side joint. You pull out and bust on a stomach. It's like the sperm swam back, swam inside the vagina. Like, what you mean you're pregnant? I'm saying I missed my period two months in a row. How? I ain't busting you. I know I pulled out in time. I told you. My name is Fertile Myrtle. She got a gut, but she got a girdle too. Fertile Myrtle. She got a gut, but she got a girdle too. Fertile Myrtle. Got a girl, got a gut too. Got a gut too. Got a fat butt too. Got Fertile Myrtle. Got a girl and a butt too. Gut too. Yo, bust the nut through. Yeah, she's having a baby. Got 6 more months to go. Your shit is crazy. You're trying to talk her out of it. It ain't working. You thinking, what the fuck am I doing? This shit is jerking you. You got some problems. You gonna have to explain that shit to your girl. Ain't no problem. Yes. Jeffrey Hawkins. What's going on, Jeff? How you feeling, my brother? Good to see you coming through. Appreciate me some you. He says, hey, Robin. Ming, miss. Okay, all right. Hold on. What we got? Oh, no, I said, I wonder how many 20-something females are named after Alice. Yo. What, are any of them named after Hypnotic? I did. It looks beauty. I cannot see. Cherry said, I'm not feeling this song. I hear you, baby. I do. I 100% do. But this is that's how you know this song is necessary. Because it's like, yo, I don't want to hear that song. It's, exactly. And you definitely don't want to have it sang to you. And you don't want to sing it yourself. But, Emily Dunlap in the house. I said that Emily. How you feeling, Mod? Thanks for coming on now. Without a doubt. Yeah, so we're talking about it ain't tricking if you got it. It ain't balling if you're budgeting. And it ain't. But it's definitely tricking whether you got it or not. You might have been tricking on consignment. Babe, give me some ass tonight or some head tonight and I swear to God, when I get paid on Friday, I'm coming through. Coming through. What you got? I got 2 40-ounces of OE. A pack of Tyson chicken, maybe Purdue. And a bag of Murray's fries. Or Ida. or Ida Fries, baby. Murray's. Chicken and fries, baby. Chicken and fries is a good, that's a good Friday night. I mean, you just get paid. Go ahead. Look, ShopRite got the shrimp. Jumbo. Extra jumbo shrimp. $10.99 a pound. Give me 2 pounds. 2 pounds. 2 pounds of extra jumbo shrimp. That's good eating. That's good eating. Along with the chicken. So you got fries. You got chicken. And you got shrimp. You got shrimp. You got shrimps. And you got scrimp. Doing all right. So give me some head tonight. And Friday, I'm coming through. Tyson Chicken, Murray's Orida, Purdue, 240 ounces. Matter of fact, I'll drink the 40s. I'll get you, what's that shit? What's that little cheap wine sparkler they used to have back in the day? What was that shit? God damn, it's a cricket in here. Fuck.
Ah, cricket. Ah.
Boy. Yo! Your services are needed over here. Don't you eat bugs. Come here. That cricket get in the house. Here, kitty. Front and center.
I saw a cricket. He's hopping and shit, you know.
Don't be looking all tired. Yeah, it's up here. Now go sick him. Sick him. Sick him. Sick him. Sick him. Sick him. Get out of here. So, yeah. So, no, not Champagne. What was that shit called? It started with a Z. Zena, Zeta, Z. Zuri, Z. Z. Zilch, Ziz. Z. It started with a Z. Zima! Yeah, there you go, my brother from an. Yo, you was down with the cheap liquor! Cheap liquor! Get you a Zima. I get you a couple of Zimas. Got 40s. I mean, get your white owl. Get your 40. M-E-T-H-O-D, man. M-E-T-H-O-D, man. Damn Zima. Jeff Hawkins says, ladies love the coolers. Seagram's Verdi. Ha! Verdi! Verdi! Verdi, Bartle, James Zima. Yo, that was back in the day, though. This chick nowadays, they drank. You got to come with the Henny. You got to come with the Patron. You got to come with some H&M. You got to come with some Cuervo. You got to come with some. You got to come with some Ciroc. You know, they want to feel good when they drink now. Before, you still, you know, you was a young boy. You was a young boy, 18. Before you was even of drinking age, chicks couldn't drink. You give them a bottle of a Cisco. Send them to the fucking moon. You know, I still never understood Cisco. Why was it so strong? It didn't taste that bad. It only came in that little bottle. But that shit had you drunk off your ass. It ain't balling if you're budgeting. It ain't balling if you're budgeting, baby. But it is definitely tricking whether you got it or not. Because you can not have it and then get it. Or you can have it and still get more. More than what you bargained for. Oh, it's so stressful. So stressful when you got a girl at home and you got a baby on the way. It's so stressful. all because of your little infidelities, your improprieties, you know, just a little tricking, you know, just a little one night stand that spanned 100 nights. It was a one night stand. I ain't even like her. I just, you know, fucked her 100 nights straight, almost. You know, well, not straight. About 3-4 times a week. Man, I mean, then she just betrayed me. Got pregnant and actually going to have a baby. Talking about I told her I love her. No, I don't. I just said it a few times. How many times did you say it? Well, see, we had sex 100 days. Out of 100 days, I ain't tell her that I loved it all of them times. Well, how many times did you think? Like, if you had to guesstimate, how many times was you say? I'm like, maybe 50 times. You told your side joint that you love her 50 times? Yeah, but I really only loved her 45 of the... You're a dreamer off the Zima, baby. Carol Chambers says, I never drank any Cisco. Well, bless your heart. But if you've ever drank Wild Irish Rose and Mad Dog mixed together, then that's basically what a Cisco was. It didn't taste bad though. It was only 20% alcohol, but the kind of alcohol it must have been, that shit was treacherous. Treacherous. I mean, you it would have you so fucking drunk. The beauty I cannot see. Cherry says, "Why the baby? If you know you're not even, why have the baby if you know you're not even his main John or his wife? What you want me to interview like hundreds of thousands of women out there? We pro-lifers, baby. Gotta have that baby. Now you might have asked." A better question was, if you're not his main or his wife, why would you let him hit raw? Because women don't like condoms. That's why. Yeah, you like the way I flipped that? But it's actually the truth. So, you know, women always talking about, you know, when a man get a woman pregnant, you know what I mean, and it's not a baby he want, well, you should have wore a condom. Nobody told you to go up in her raw. Actually, many women have requested that. Like, yo, like, I actually want to enjoy this. Now would be the time for all of y'all to deny that shit. And I don't care if you do. This is a I know what the fuck I know moment. I got you. I'm being mean in it, right? All right. Make sure y'all, hey, yo, regardless, make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure y'all hit the like button. Hit the like button. You know what I'm saying? We're working. Hit the like button. Make sure that you subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. You know what I'm saying? TK Wright says, never heard of any of those drinks. Oh, you said never had any of those drinks. Okay, that I believe. Okay, my bad. I believe that. Marcel says, I had a sister friend that tequila and Michelob tequila and Michelob was her thing. Then again, she was a staff sergeant in the military. Yeah, military women drink a lot. Military women and Scorpios. I mean, it's an actual fact. Scorpios drink. Scorpio women drink. They drink. And they drink. You Scorpio drink. Ain't that right, beauty? I could see Cherry. I could not see Cherry. You ain't got a lot of me. I've known a lot of Scorpios over the years. Tossing it back. Fuck it. Fearless. Ah! Wanna rock and roll all night and fuck every day. I wanna rock and roll all night. All right, We're not gonna stereotype no zodiac signs tonight. But Scorpio women do drink a lot. We just gonna leave it at that. Okay. TK Wright says deny, deny, deny at request. You're right. I'm tripping. You're right. I'm tripping. Women be like, yo, you're not touching me if you don't wear a condom. Especially if I know that you have another woman. All right. You stupid. TK, right, with the bad face. Cal Chamberlain says, Etaki, me either. And I worked in bars. They ain't sell Cisco in no bar. They would never be able to sell no other liquor. You had one Cisco, they ain't buying shit else for the rest of the they fucking passed out. The beauty I cannot see, Jerry said, Scorpio drinking now. And the crowd goes wild. Robin Ming says, women don't like STDs. Yeah, but they don't do anything not to get them. Of course, a lot of women don't get STDs, but they do get babies. Mm-hmm. They get that. They definitely get babies. Yeah. A baby is a little worse than an STD. It definitely makes you sicker than an STD. And what comes out of it, you can't get rid of it. You can't get rid of it. So, you know, I mean, I ain't going to say I laugh when women be, you know, talking about something they should have wore condoms and all of that. I ain't going to say that I laugh. I just... I know how all of us got into this world, and all of our parents weren't married. Just a coincidence. Just saying. Oh, Jeff, you a Scorpio too? Carol Chamberlain said, "All women don't want it raw." Carol, listen, I'm going to go out there. I'm going to go out on a limb with this. And you're going to have to pardon my candor. But I'll bet, and even though you're going to make an excuse for this, but I'll bet that the last time you used the condom, they were not even called condoms. And I'll bet you $100 that's the case. They would call rubbers or some shit like that. We didn't start calling them condoms until the AIDS era. Easily. That was a funny word. Like, what's a condom? What do you mean a condom? A rubber, you mean? Oh, yeah, rubber. Yeah, use a rubber. But I'll bet that the last time you use the condom, they were not called condoms. Now bet me, $100. Put it online. Pinky me. And look, she came with the excuse. And yes, I have two children, but that was with my ex-husband. Boom. I knew it. I know y'all wasn't using no rubbers in the 70s. I know that shit. Now that's what I know. Y'all might have been using a pill, but y'all wasn't using no rubbers. Just saying. Shoot, a lot of women, you use a rubber with them, they feel dirty. Yeah, I mean, imagine that. Like, it sounds crazy, right? But it's like, if you use it, if y'all having sex on a steady basis and you wearing a condom, it's like, so I don't mean nothing to him. Like, he don't even want to feel me? Psychologized. You said they was called Trojans. You owe me $100. Cause you was probably ducking me with your pinky. Like, I'll talk about some you just lost. They was called Trojans. I ain't lose it. Men get to a certain age, they can't put a condom on anyway. I mean, it'd be hard for them to, you know, drinking cigarettes all your life, you know. That dick is done after about 55 years old. Now, I'm being nice with the 55, because a lot of them conked out after 45. A whole 25 years of cigarettes and drinking, heavy drinking, there's no dick for you. No dick for you. You take this ED and you chill. Oh, dirty bastard. Oh, baby, I like it raw. Oh, baby, I like it raw. But I'm just saying. It's called Trojans, damn it. Okay. I told you they wasn't called condoms. That was the bet. Condoms was something you introduced to your grandson. Maybe your son. Oh, I'll give it to you. Maybe your son. Robbie Ming says, sometimes you can't get rid of an STD either, Omar. Yeah, only HIV, herpes, and that's it. You can get rid of everything else. HIV and herpes, you can't get rid of. And herpes don't kill you. HIV don't kill you no more either. I mean, you can get the treatment. You got to have health insurance, though. If you don't have no health insurance, they'll let you die. They'll let the shit, you know, develop into full-blown AIDS. But, you know, syphilis kills you, but you can get rid of it. You got to be a dirty dick motherfucker. You just got to be a nasty motherfucker if you let yourself die of syphilis on some Al Capone shit. You know, Al Capone died of syphilis. Dude, fuck is you, Tuskegee experiment on your own self? Cal Chamberlain says, and you know this, how? Inquiring minds want to know. Listen, man. That's right. You caught the cricket. Yes! By the time you earned your keep. Quiet minds want to know. Shit. If I ain't done nothing, I've lived a life. But that was so long ago. In the 70s, sex was more safer than now. Y'all the ones who made the AIDS. That's all your fault. All that damn Studio 54, gay sex, bathhouses, nasty ass 1970s sexual revolution, Jimmy Walker platform shoes, wearing flared jeans, bell bottoms, and smuff. Yeah. 70s paved the way for AIDS in the 80s. Paved the way. Even though it's a man-made disease, they was like, look, nasty these motherfuckers are. They think this birth control bullshit just got them off the hook. They just doing whatever they want to do. All right, we got something for their ass. We going to shut this down. All right, man. Jeff Hawkins says, they feel like you're killing the romance. Trojans was the name they gave you. Yeah. Jeff, you know what I'm talking about. You know what I mean? You let these women try to play that bullshit. Sylvester, yeah, he died of AIDS. All right, Joe, let's do these birthday shout-outs. Let's get on up out of here. We was talking. Yeah, yeah. We was talking about it ain't tricking if you got it. It ain't balling if you budget it. Speaking of which, though, if you get your side chick pregnant and you can't even afford the cost of the startup baby cost, you know, crib, bassinet, you know, they don't use cribs no more. You know what I mean? These garbage moms, they don't even have the babies wear them hard bottom corrective white shoes. You know what I'm saying? These parents nowadays are irresponsible. I blame the 80s babies. They're no good. Let's do these birthday shout-outs, man. We have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious October 6th, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special because they are special, because they are special, because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They are number one out the box. Go get a Sunny Libra. Sunny Libra. Libra. Turning 35 years old today. And also Nichelle Morgan turning 37 years old today. And Lakeisha Freeman Brown. Happy birthday, and Lisa MBA, and Laurel Wilson turning 42 years old today, and Kenesha Brown turning 45 years. Bow, 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 bow. Yeah, what's up now, Brown, Kenesha Brown, and Windmill turning 57 years old today, and Terry Stevens turning 46 years old today, and Dorothy Webb, a.k.a. Dorothy the... At the Stormtrooper Web, go get a happy birthday to you. And last but not least, my girl Mona John, who lived right down the street from me back in the day on the block. My love right there. Happy birthday to you. I want to say happy birthday to all of you and anyone else out there who shares this birthday on this glorious. October 6th, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally. All of y'all go ahead and turn up. But don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. Rock out. Rock on into the damn rock out. Rock on into the damn thing and do your thing. Y'all represent the queens and kings and do your thing. Y'all represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind, and anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember, I said remember, check it out, man. They say that it ain't tricking if you got it, but it's tricking if you're tricking. You're tricking if you're having sex, you're tricking if you're paying, you're tricking if you're spending, and you're tricking even if you look away. Even when you set up the date, you're tricking, dog, because you know you're going to spend a couple of dollars. A lot of these cats out here already size a woman up about how much money he would be willing to spend on her for a couple of favors. She gonna do something strange for some change. You know? She gonna be a hoe for some dough. Yeah. Well, you know, needless to say, if you're going to engage, indulge, or be a part of anything like that, you need to be extra careful. Shit is real out here, son. It's really real out here, son. Make sure y'all hit that like button, man. Y'all need to hit the like button. Y'all need to subscribe to the channel. You need to share the show. I mean, do that for me. Do that with one solid and everything. It'll be y'all right, and everything is going to be y'all right. Thank you. Well, you know, I think it's a sad state of affairs when a person bases their worth by their bank account or dollar amount, what they wear and all that kind of stuff. There's more to a person, meaning you or somebody else that you deal with, than just what adds up into dollars and cents. But nonetheless, you can't change the meaning of things just because you qualified for a certain tax bracket. So if you're out there, you're messing around, you're doing this, that, and the third, you got something going on at the crib, you tricking, dog. You know what I mean? I would advise you to be careful, but ain't really nothing I can tell you. There ain't never been a man who had a woman on the side that was careful. I mean, when you really think about it, it doesn't make any sense. If you was careful, then you would just stick to the one. So it's tricking whether you got it or not. Whether you're a 9-to-5, your hourly wage worker, or your salary upper echelon, you're still tricking. And if you're budgeting, if you're saving up to ball out, then you're not a baller. You can't save up to ball. You got to ball till you fall. If you spend every dollar of it, spend it all. Speaking of which, I meant to ask y'all, have any of you ever spent down to your last cent? Like, all of it. Have you ever been on total 100% E? I don't have any money. I don't have any money in a sock, in a drawer at home. My stash is depleted. I'm done. And it might be a week away from payday. Many people have done it. Have y'all ever done it? I won't do it no matter how much money I have. I don't know, man. Too many things have happened in my life to put red flags on that. Like, yo, I can't. So I'm definitely not a baller, but I'm going to get what I want. Bring back layaway in all stores. Bring back layaway, baby. Bring back layaway. When you really think about it, it don't make no sense. For stores to have gotten rid of layaway. I mean, they was making it easy. Especially, remember around Christmas time back in the day, those Christmas time layaways was popping. Them Christmas time layaways was on fire. Fire! Get ready to get on about it here, man. Yo, peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all. I love y'all right back to life. We will be back tomorrow night, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I want to thank y'all for putting up with my shit tonight and every night. Appreciate it. Y'all know I ain't, you know, I might lack the common sense to be able to, but you know, I see y'all tomorrow night, 7 o'clock. All right, so Blog Talk, we going, and then YouTube.